Welcome to Wheelchair Nerds, a podcast to connect and inform people who utilize, prescribe, and provide seating and wheel mobility equipment. I'm your host, Angie Kiger. Before we jump into today's topic, a brief reminder that the information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be medical, billing, or legal advice. Now, let's get to it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wheelchair Nerds. So excited to have you guys get nerdy with us again today here on Wheelchair Nerds. As we always talk about, Wheelchair Nerds, our vision for this podcast is to bring all sides of folks who utilize, prescribe, and provide wheelchairs together. And I'm super excited today to have on two guests. One of these individuals has been a friend of ProMobile's for a number of years. And then also we've got another individual who really is the heart of our ProMobile Foundation. And for those of you guys who didn't realize that ProMobile had a foundation, I think this is a great opportunity to talk about the foundation. It's a really cool group and would love to tell the history on it, because when I had the opportunity to join ProMobile, I will be honest, I didn't know all of the wonderful things that this group is doing. So we wanted to dedicate one podcast this year to the ProMobile Foundation. With that said, let's start with Ashley Davis. Who are you? What do you do? And why are you on a podcast about the ProMobile Foundation?
Oh, well, thank you, Angie. I'm so excited that you all have decided to have a highlight for the ProMobile Foundation. And like you said, we are the heart of ProMobile. So I'm Ashley Davis. I'm the executive director, I guess the founder of ProMobile Foundation. We believe that regardless of disability, that everyone deserves a chance to reach their dreams without limitations, and that no person should be excluded from opportunity due to a disability. We are a separate nonprofit organization from ProMobile, and what we do is we basically raise funds like every other nonprofit out there, and we turn around and we support nonprofit disability organizations through their mission and help their efforts. We also help build accessible playgrounds, disability camps. We host awareness days. That's when a company wants to, or a school wants to, spend a day in a wheelchair and tell about their experience so they can make things more accessible. But our number one thing is that we are helping individuals who've been denied by insurance get the products they need to live independently. And I can tell you more about myself now, or a little bit more in the podcast.
Tell us more about you, because, you know, one thing we learn on our podcast is we like to connect with people. And it's always fascinating for me to figure out, like, how my story is, you know, why I work with folks that, you know, utilize assistive technologies, because I have a cousin who I grew up with that has cerebral palsy. So Ashley, how did you get into this world?
Well, my background has actually been in nonprofit for the last 20 years. So I did a lot of philanthropic work all through high school and college. And I felt like, you know, even though my degree is in public relations, you know, my heart was always with helping nonprofits and raising funds and that kind of thing. So I worked for multiple sclerosis, was how I started my career. And then from there, I went on to work at Make-A-Wish. And then I was at the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And so that was over, you know, a span of almost 20 years. And through working with Muscular Dystrophy Association, our headquarters was here in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's where ProMobile Power's headquarters is. And so I started building a really good relationship here locally with ProMobile, and it all happened on a napkin one day. Wasn't looking to change careers, and I kind of didn't change careers, but they had this idea and about how can we help more end users that are out there get the products that they need. And so in turn, I came to ProMobile to help them start a charity branch.
Nice. All right. So that's who Ashley is. I mentioned we have two guests on our podcast. So Amy, who are you? What is your background, and what brought you to a podcast for the ProMobile Foundation?
Hi, I'm Amy Burnett. I live here in Nashville and have been very lucky to have known about ProMobile for a really long time just because I live in the area. I've been in a wheelchair for 27 years, and so that's what brings me, I guess, to the wheelchair community. I live in it. I happen to be an athlete for Team USA. I play badminton, which is a sport I hope you guys all will learn about so that somebody will one day be my partner, because I'm desperately seeking a doubles partner currently.
Oh my gosh, we can totally do some side note advertisement about that. Any listeners out there needing a partner for badminton, let us know. We can hook you up with a great partner.
Male, female. I'm not picky. I'm taking one of every kind right now. But I was approached by Ashley to be on the board here, and I couldn't think of anything I would rather do. Help. You know, I get to see people all the time in chairs that are terrible. And the foundation has been a great way of helping those that are less fortunate figure out how to get in products that they deserve to be in. So this has been a beautiful relationship here.
Nice. So Ashley, you mentioned you were one of the folks that helped start the foundation. So you probably have a good bit of the history on it. What year was the PermaBill Foundation first established?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started with PermaBill in October of 2016. It took us several months to get all the legal paperwork up and running to get our nonprofit license. For anybody out there, it started a 501c3. You know, it's not an easy task. We went official to the public and made our announcement at the International Seating Symposium, so ISS, in March of 2017. And that is also the day that I met Miss Amy Burnett. Our first photo was at ISS.
I was there. I remember that. Yes. Well, that's very cool. So why did PermaBill, a manufacturer of wheelchairs, what was the premise behind starting a foundation?
As most of you know, every day PermaBill is kind of helping families battling disabilities around the world, right? It's not just even here in the United States. Simple things of being able to go to school, grocery shopping, cooking dinner, you know, just grabbing something out of the microwave or your closet. Maybe it's hugging a family member. These are stories they were hearing all the time, but insurance wouldn't cover the products and equipment that they needed. Leadership at PermaBill was like, what can we do about this? It is not okay. And so until the day that seat elevation and standing and even titanium for manual chairs get covered, what can we do? And so they had this idea of starting a charity branch to specifically help individuals with those efforts. So that's what we do. And at a lunch one day on a napkin, we had this idea and they talked to me about it. And the next thing I know, I'm at PermaBill starting this amazing foundation because PermaBill is a very philanthropic company who wants to give back and make sure that everyone has that independence they need and deserve. What an honor, right? I have the best job, I say, at PermaBill.
Amy, you mentioned that you do utilize a wheelchair yourself. In your 26 years, I believe is what you said, of being in a wheelchair, have you had difficulty getting complex rehab technology funded? Do you have any examples of what that was like?
Well, for myself, titanium is something that was not going to be funded. And then smart drive was something that was also on the table of, and now it's covered. But back when I used to work for smart drive when it started. So back when it first started, there was no code on Medicare, Medicaid that would cover it. So for myself, those are the things that I was needing that definitely couldn't get covered through my insurance.
You could personally identify with a need. That's kind of what I was getting at as far as what these families and these individuals are experiencing. And actually, there's still so much work to be done with Power Assist, specifically Smart Drive, obviously, is our flagship product that PermaBill manufactures now. There are various regulations surrounding funding for it that say that the person has to be propelling a manual wheelchair independently for a year, and then it would be considered. And for some of the funding sources to even say that just seems preposterous, because I don't know about you guys, but I have friends out there who utilize Power Assist that they would not be able to propel a manual chair independently without Power Assist. So until we can get things going in a better direction, we'll say, when it comes to funding and authorization, I mean, the work that the foundation does specifically, I don't think will go away. It's something that is vital. Ashley, do you have any examples of some of the avenues in which products specifically, we'll start with Power Assist, how folks have been able to get product from PermaBill or be awarded, granted, I don't know what the proper term is for that.
Yeah. So if you're referring to how does one, if they have not get the product, if it's been denied by insurance. And so it's actually super easy. PermaBillFoundation.org. You're going to click on request and it says product. They have to have an insurance denial and they also have to have a quote in our system, obviously. We have a board of directors that goes through all of those applications and review them every single month. to ensure, you know, most of our individuals have been waiting a long time by the time they get to a denial point for insurance to come back. And so we want to make sure that we're not holding them up any longer. And so we try to turn those as quickly as possible. So simple as that. We send once it's approved, we send the certificate over to Permobil Inside Sales. They revise that quote. And then the individual, you know, continues to work with their provider, their dealer, to order the chair. It's as easy as that.
Oh, wow. Nice, nice. I think it's important that folks know there's definitely strong encouragement, not requirements, to have that proper evaluation done, have it in the system, have worked with a qualified provider and clinician to recommend that, because these are medical devices and they're, you know, the proper professionals need to have had the opportunity to ensure for everyone that it's an appropriate piece of equipment. So working with a qualified therapist and a provider really kind of ensures that process, which is great. As opposed
to the long term too, right, mm-hmm. Angie? So we want the provider to be able to service the chair. I always tell people it's kind of like having a car. You still have to have the maintenance and the, you know, the tune-ups and that kind of thing. So having that provider also gives the coverage for the service and repair long term.
Absolutely. It really does help close that loop, if you will, to help make sure people are continuing to be supported with the equipment after it's been granted to them. Because there's nothing worse. We call it equipment abandonment. There's nothing worse for therapists of when you work so hard to find some sort of funding source or find the appropriate way to get something provided to someone. And then you realize that once it's delivered a month later, the person's like, oh, it's not working. This feature's not working, or it's not fitted appropriately to me. So they just don't use it. And so it sounds like Permobil, by encouraging folks to work with their therapist and their providers, are really helping to decrease the likelihood of someone being granted an awesome device such as a smart drive and then having them say, it's not working. I need to not use it. Kudos to Permobil Foundation for doing that. I learned something new. I didn't realize that you guys work that closely with folks and making sure that happens. I should have known, though. It's Permobil.
On our application, the individual as well as the provider have to sign off on the same application. We do that up front. We didn't do that at the beginning. We are about 2 years in, and you know, it's one of those things, trial and error too. We're still a relatively new nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so it took us some time to make sure that we were doing everything correctly, because our goal is to support that end user long term. And to do that, we needed the provider to also donate their service and repair on donated items.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So what's the makeup of the Permobil Foundation board? And either Amy or Ashley can answer that. How many members do you guys have? How do you recruit members? What's the qualifications of folks, or, you know, what's the mix of folks on the board?
Go ahead, Ashley. there's a couple of wheelchair users. That is a nice thing we have on the board.
So we are small and mighty. That's what we like to say about our board, just like my team at Permobil. Like Amy said, we have a couple of wheelchair users. So we have Amy and Tim, and we have Cece. Cece is a Paralympian. She's also a veteran that's on our board. We think it's really important to make sure that we had end users on our board, so when they were reviewing those applications and requests that we get, they know firsthand the medical necessity of those requests when we're reviewing them. We also have leadership from Permobil. So the Permobil Americas president is our board chair, Chuck. And then John Richards is on our board, who is vice president of sales at Permobil. I, who is the president of US Rehab and part of VGM, is on our board. You know, we have a lawyer on the board, Steve Maurer, and John Getz, who has been, as a lot of you all know, John Getz in the industry. He's done a lot of advocacy efforts and government affairs. So we kind of have a very diverse group on our board, so that we have representation from all different angles to ensure that, you know, if any questions come up or anything like that, we can easily make decisions very quickly.
It helps by diversifying. You've got people who know firsthand how the equipment impacts the lives of the individuals who need them. But then also someone like John Getz, I mean, his knowledge is invaluable because he has done so much advocacy related to things. I mean, I know PowerSeat Elevate was recently approved. PowerSeat Elevate was something that the foundation you guys had funded. I mean, any idea how many folks were helped through the foundation that before the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid decided that, oh, hey, PowerSeat Elevate is actually a clinical benefit and is needed for them, how many folks were helped?
Yeah, so I can actually tell you all kinds of stats. I love this. It's my favorite part. Since we launched in 2017, we've actually helped 4,427 people a lot of people, and about 70% of those individuals were Medicare seat elevation. So pretty huge stat right there. Last year alone, it was over 1,000 individuals, and we've already helped over 600 this year through product request. Yes, so that number continues to grow very rapidly. It's astonishing, really.
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to something like Power Seat Elevate, that is a component of the chair. Does Permobil Foundation fund the entire chair, just specific components? Like, how does that work?
Very good question. So at that point, no. Insurance will cover the base of the chair, and we will just provide the funding for, if you want to call them, upgrades. So that could be anything, standing, seat elevation. It could be the titanium for a manual chair, or they could get funding for their manual chair but didn't get the funding for the smart drive. So any component. Mm-hmm. It also could be any of your seating components. Mm-hmm. So cushions, backrests, anything that would be kind of considered that upgrade, we can provide that and not have to provide the full chair. But we have done over 100 full chair donations as well.
Oh, wow. What about like a backup chair? Like a lot of folks I know who utilize manual chairs for various reasons may be hesitant to move to a power chair. You know, there was a longstanding belief, and then there is, once you go power, you can't go back to manual, which that will freak out someone. You know, some of my clients I've worked with over the years who have said, well, but I still need both. Like I need to have access to both. Is that something that the foundation would consider if it's been denied by insurance?
We will consider it. We have some amazing stats too, Angie, that I think are important. So we have actually funded over 90% of the requests that we've received by paying for at least half of what they've asked for. It comes down to when they submit the request, there's one of the little boxes in the application actually says, we want to know the why. Why do you need this? Outside of a long, 20-page letter of medical necessity, what is the why? You know, is it so that you can actually go out on your farm and help feed the cows? You know, like it could be the silliest thing. Or is it my daughter is not able to get on the floor at school for story time? You know, those are the types of things. It's, you know, two sentences, right? But that is the thing that tears at the heartstrings and our board really wants to hear.
Well, it also helps paint that visual picture. Does someone who used to be a part of writing letters of medical necessity, you realize your creative writing skills from back in high school actually come into play where you're obviously being completely honest, but you've really got to paint that picture. And I think so anybody who's applying needs to paint that picture, because when you guys first read these, I mean, you either read them on a screen or on paper, you know, back in the day, Gen X or myself here, we'd read stuff on printed paper. You ladies may remember printed paper. Nowadays, folks are, we read things on screen so much, but it really is important to help put that whole picture together and not to be dishonest, but to be very clear so people can picture what does your day-to-day life look like. Oh, I love that. I love that. Continuing on, Amy, do you have any really key or poignant memories from your experience of working with the Permobil Foundation that you could share with us? And why do you keep being involved with us? I've heard you've recently been nominated again for another board term. So you clearly are invested in the foundation.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about being on the board that's fun. And it's not just the giving back part. I love these human beings. Ashley's a great human being. And it's just so fun to see her loving doing what she's doing and giving all of these items out to people that so deserve them. Personally, I got to last year at our Roll the Dice, I got to do a fireside chat with Judith Heumann.
Wow.
And that was really big, quite an honor for them to ask me to do that with her. I even got to pick her up at the airport, like had my one-on-one time with her. So those are moments that I will never forget, you know, just my selfish little moments because I had alone time with Judith Heumann, the mother of the ADA, you know. That to me was a moment that I don't know how I will ever top. And just being part of the foundation got me availability to do that. So that really meant a lot to me.
Same question, Ashley. I know you've been a part of many being in person, which is one of your favorite things to do when you are granting whatever piece of equipment to the individuals. What are some of your favorite or some of your highlights of working with the foundation?
Oh, man, this is hard because I have 100. I guess thousands now, right?
Yes.
You know, when we are working with the individuals, they become family. These aren't just the pen on paper stories. We talk to the individuals, we get to know their families, we talk to them after they have their wheelchairs for a while. But if I had to tell you a couple of highlights, I would say my very first wheelchair, surprise wheelchair giveaway, because I love surprise wheelchair giveaways. They're my highlight every year, was JT Brooks. And JT Brooks was our first Tennessee Titans wheelchair giveaway. His senior year of high school, he was the quarterback. He was hit and paralyzed. Well, let's fast forward to just this year. I've stayed in contact with JT over the last 6 years. He got his bachelor's, went on to get his master's, and he just started at Vermobile as an employee just 2 months ago. So I really love that story. Or last year, the child at Make-A-Wish who could have anything in the world and all they wanted was a Vermobile wheelchair.
Wow.
The veterans, oh man, we use that saying, they fought for our freedom and we'll fight for theirs. And for me, I feel like someone who has literally laid it all out there for us and served our country, and the fact that we get to give back to them when they don't have the independence they need when they get back here, it's just priceless. I say all the time, we're like a MasterCard commercial.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they're just the silly small things. The wife who called me and said, my husband was able to empty the dishwasher for the first time, you know, and It's just those little things that make you cry. Like, makes me want to tear up right now, because we are making an impact. And sometimes we just have to be reminded of how amazing it really is. So thank you to Permabil for thinking of something to help our individuals get the products they need.
Absolutely. We talked recently with Allie Ingersoll. She is the reigning Miss Wheelchair America. One of the things we talked about with her is the importance of advocacy. And I mentioned a few minutes ago that CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, did decide to approve that Power Seat Elevate is considered to be medically necessary, something we've known for years. How do you think that this will change what the Permobile Foundation is doing? Were you guys excited about that change in legislation? And how does that impact kind of the future?
Yes. I mean, if you could see me right now, I'm doing spirit fingers and jazz hands. We have been working on this. This was really the reason the foundation was started, right? That's the number one denied item. And so we have worked with lots of nonprofit organizations over the years through advocacy efforts and Capitol Hill to also be a part of this in the background. So this is huge. And we aren't done either. We want banding to get covered. We want titanium to get covered. So, but specifically for Power Seat Elevate, obviously, as I mentioned, it's 70% of our request. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big chunk. So we are going to take those efforts and look long-term of expanding our partnerships with some of our nonprofits, as well as continue to help with the advocacy efforts on power standing.
Standing's one of the absolute biggest ones. And for me, I was excited for various reasons that passed. But then also think about the foundation in particular. This opens up for you guys to go even deeper, you know, and help more individuals. And you know, standing is one of the great ways. We have a long way to go with standing. We're excited with the Elevate, as we've got some great momentum there. But I think that, you know, we talk with our internal folks and our external folks that specialize in government relations and access to medical equipment. We're really hearing that materials and ultralight wheelchairs is big. You've got Power Assist, making sure that is, while there is a code for it, as Amy mentioned, it took a while to get us there, but you know, there is a code for it. The funding for that is not great. It is still considered part of a rented piece of equipment. So lots of craziness that happens there they have to learn about. And then also standing. There are lots of things. And initially when the request was put into CMS for Elevate to be funded, standing was a part of it. And then the CMS decided to separate the two. So the folks that medically need standing are still waiting for that. There is still lots of work to be done. Permobile Foundation isn't going anywhere. We still have plenty of folks to help, and the advocacy efforts, the fact that Permobile is so dedicated to that in all of everything that we touch, we are definitely advocating for more. Advocate for more is definitely something that we say on our landing page, and then also something that we live. Before we wrap up, I think it's important for us to talk about, how is the Permobile Foundation funded? I've worked for a nonprofit. The hospital I worked for was considered a nonprofit. I've run a nonprofit, but I've never worked for a for-profit organization that has a separate nonprofit.
We are a separate entity altogether. So a lot of people don't even realize that. By that, I say we do our own finances. We do our own social media. We're like a little small business, but majority of our funding does come from proceeds of sales from Permobile. Like any other nonprofit, out there. We are also working to get individual gifts, corporate donation. We are applying for grants. We are partnering with organizations to help us do wheelchair giveaways. And we have two big fundraisers that we do. We have our annual golf tournament, and then we have our casino night called Roll the Dice that Angie, you had just mentioned as well, coming up on October 25th. So that is where we are really funded from, because we turn around and we actually purchase those products at a discount from Permobil. So let's say we donate a seat elevator or the standing component or a full chair. So we are set up kind of as a provider or dealer in the system, and that's how that works.
Gotcha. What if somebody listening says, I like to play golf. Like, where's the golf tournament held? Where is the Roll the Dice event held? What if they want to come or sponsor or something, or have yet to go to Roll the Dice? I'm excited to go this year. You guys have a silent auction, right?
We do. Yes. So there's lots of opportunities. You can really find out all the events that we're doing on our website. So it's just permobilfoundation.org, and click on events and you'll see information about the golf tournament or casino night, or if you want to do an awareness day at your company. And the golf tournament is hosted right outside of the Nashville airport. So really close to the Nashville airport, if anyone is not local and wants to fly in for that. And that is typically hosted in May of every year. Our casino night is hosted at Tennessee Titans Stadium. It's called Nissan Stadium here in Nashville as well. And so we are so grateful for the Tennessee Titans and all that they do for us and the space that they're able to donate to us. A lot of people don't know they're one of the most accessible stadiums in our country. And so it's a no-brainer. That's a good partnership with them. You can buy tickets and learn more on our website about any of those events.
Nice. And we are recording this podcast in August of 2023. So we are, what, 6-7 weeks away from Roll the Dice 2023?
Yes. And exciting. Yesterday, can I tell them about our keynote speaker?
Of course.
Great. So yesterday we just announced our keynote speaker for the October 25th. I'll plug it again. Date is going to be Allie Ingersoll. And Allie is Miss Wheelchair America, but she also was a part of Item Coalition, who was instrumental in getting seat elevation covered. And it's a no-brainer that she is going to be amazing. She's hilarious. She's known as the Corky Quad. But on top of that, she has done so much for what our mission is, and that was to ensure that individuals were getting funding for things like seat elevation. So we're thrilled to have her be there that night, and I hope you'll join us to hear her amazing story.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks guys so much for being on Wheelchair Nerds Podcast. We are excited for all the great things that happen with the Permobil Foundation and helping it to continue to grow. If you guys, any of our listeners, have any questions about the Permobil Foundation, as Ashley mentioned, they are on social media, permobilfoundation.org. You can also reach out to Wheelchair Nerds. We're happy to help you guys connect, because I just think it's important that folks continue to have access to the equipment that is medically necessary for them and keep working towards that mission of innovating for individuals and making sure people are as active as they choose to be. Thanks so much, Ashley and Amy, and I'm sure we will be talking to these ladies again in the future.
Thank you, Angie, for having us.
Thank you for listening to Wheelchair Nerds, presented by Permobil. Today's episode was brought to you by
Permobil Knows Standing. Over the past 45 years, we've helped thousands of individuals to stand for more. And now our team is proud to introduce a brand new member to our family of power standing products. The M Corpus VS offers the same cutting edge technology, ergonomic design, and customizable standing that you know us for, but with the maneuverability of a mid-wheel drive base. We can't wait to see even more people benefit from the power standing. Visit permobil.com to learn more about all of our power standing options.
Thanks for checking out this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single one. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is @wheelchairnerds. And tell your friends about our podcast too. Oh, and we really appreciate it if you give us a 5-star rating and leave a comment sharing what your favorite thing about Wheelchair Nerds is. Last but not least, if you have a topic you'd like us to discuss or know a great guest, hey, it could even be you. You could be that next great guest. Send us an email. Tell us why. You can reach us at wheelchairnerds@permobil.com or DM us on one of our social platforms. We love hearing from you.